UW Oshkosh criminology professor Stephen Richards says the new policy will do little to protect students and could very likely discriminate against former offenders like himself.
They have no evidence that because a person has a felony record, that they're any more likely to commit a crime at work. There are no studies that would indicate that.
But State Representative Scott Souter applauds the university for the new background check policy. He calls it a sensible response to pressure from taxpayers to keep UW students safe.
Child molesters, drug dealers, and murderers have no place at a UW institution that has young adults, individuals who need to be protected because they're at a state public institution. Therefore, the state has a responsibility to protect those individuals.
But Richards, who served his time, earned a PhD, and now heads a program teaching college classes in two state prisons, says the new policy runs counter to the state's equal rights law that forbids employers from discriminating against someone based on their criminal record.
You know, at some point there's going to be people suing the state of Wisconsin because they have that affirmative action statement. What does that mean? You know, now they're going to deny somebody employment. They're opening up a whole can of soup here.
Supporters of the new policy say it won't violate the equal rights rule because the university will use a special formula to determine whether someone's criminal offense is substantially related to the job they're being hired for. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.